WCBS News Time, 542, and look who's here.
Well, I got to say, Steve, Scott Pelley looks to me like a central casting for Anchorman, and I don't mean that in anything but a positive way because there's so much substance behind you, Scott Pelley. Jeff Fager, who's your boss, who runs CBS News, said upon the news of you becoming the new anchor of the CBS Evening News that you are among the very best reporters ever to work at CBS News. Wow, are you blushing?
I absolutely am. I would take Jeff on that. I'm not sure that that's true, but it's a marvelous honor and to be named today the managing editor of the Evening News, which begins on June the 6th, is a terrific honor. It's a humbling one to have an opportunity to lead the men and women of CBS News all around the world as we put the evening news together. I'm still going to be doing my work at 60 Minutes, but we'll be on the evening news Monday through Friday, and it's a very exciting opportunity.
One of the things I've always enjoyed about your 60 Minutes work, Scott, is you bring that "we wanted to know" aspect to your reporting. Do you hope to bring that to the evening news?
Absolutely. This is all about bringing the sensibilities of 60 Minutes to the evening news. We're going to bring original reporting, we're going to bring unique insight, and we're going to make sure that each and every piece has fairness for everybody involved in the story. Now, I should rush to say that there is a lot about the evening news that we don't want to change. That broadcast has won every major award in journalism over the last 5 years. So there's a great deal about the evening news that is working well and we want to preserve, including that spectacular stable of correspondents that we have all around the world.
I saw a great quote from you. You say, journalism is like science.
Journalism is like science.
In that you test it and test it again?
That's right. Absolutely. It's a search for the truth. And you test the truth and you test the truth again to make sure that you come down to the literal, actual truth. It's a process. But as all of us are trained as journalists, it's something that we're used to doing. So journalists are a little bit like scientists in that way.
Is there still a place for a network television evening news with one central anchor man or woman working as the facilitator?
Absolutely. You know, the audience for all of the evening newscasts together has grown over the last 5 years. In 5 years ago, there were about 25 million people who watched one of the evening newscasts. 5 years later, today, there are 26 million people. So that is a growing market and one that I'm very excited about. You know, a lot of people are surprised when I speak to audiences and I tell them that the CBS Evening News has more viewers than CNN, Fox, HLN, MSNBC and CNBC combined in prime time. That is an enormous responsibility and a great audience, and we see enormous potential there.
You've been here, what, 20 years now, Scott?
22 years.
22 years here at CBS.
Not to put too fine a point on it.
And is there anything you want to disclose? Are there any secrets? I mean, I heard that you began your career with a bit of a white lie when you were copy boy for the Lubbock Avalanche Journal.
That was my first job, yes. My search for the truth began with a lie. The Avalanche Journal in Lubbock, Texas, out on the Llano Estacado in West Texas, had a policy of hiring people only at the age of 16. Well, I was 15, and I desperately wanted a job in this business, so I had to let them know that I was 16 years old, which I did. I had my mother drop me off at work every day. It's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I worked the 3 to midnight shift. I had her drop me 2 blocks from the office because I didn't want anybody to see that I couldn't drive. And so I worked in the wire room, the 3 to midnight shift, and I loved this profession. And to today be named the managing editor of the CBS Evening News, you can't imagine what a head spinner that is for a kid from West Texas.
Well, I'm glad you're still going to be on 60 Minutes as well, and we'll see you on the CBS Evening News starting June 6th. Scott Pelley, thank you for stopping by.
So good to be with you. Thank you.